We have a quorum, and I declare the meeting open. Thank you. Members of the gallery are advised that this meeting is recorded to assist in preparing the minutes. Copies of the recordings are not publicly available. Mobile phones must be switched off or turned to silent. Meetings are not to be filmed, photographed, or sound recorded. Please stand for the prayer and acknowledgement of Indigenous heritage. God, we pray for wisdom to govern with justice and equity, that we may see clearly and speak the truth, and that we work together in harmony and mutual respect. May our actions demonstrate courage and leadership, so that in all our works, thy will be done. Amen. Waverley Council respectfully acknowledges our Indigenous heritage and recognises the ongoing Aboriginal traditional custodianship of the land which forms our local government area. Please be seated.
Mr Chair, can I move a procedural motion? I have spoken to governments and they said recommended that that all the recordings, even the audio recording, be available on our council website within 7 days following the meeting.
Are you putting up a motion?
Or? Well, I'm moving a
moving that motion. Okay. Second. Thank you, Councillor Betts. Thank you, Councillor Goldstein. Anybody wish to speak? Mover wish to speak? Seconder wish to speak? Any further discussion? I put the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item number one, apologies and leaves of absence. Do we have anybody? Thank you. A late apology from Councillor Keenan. Any declarations of pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest? None. No addresses by members of the public. I will move on to item four, which is confirmation of minutes. Right, thanks. item 4.1, confirmation of minutes. I'll move that from the chair. Moved as printed. Nothing for me to say. Any seconder, anything?
No.
Any discussion? I'll move the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Next item is 5.1.
Happy to second it.
Thank you. As mover, Councillor Wakefield, seconder, Councillor Betts.
I think we all have background to this. This is the second phase of the program for granting teachers parking permits. It was suggested from discussion of the previous term of council that we examine the options in regard to St Clair's. Thank you, Richard. For schools around Bondi Junction, Hollywood Car Park was offered or suggested by officers given the degree of lower occupancy in the building or lower occupancy in the building. I'm happy to put this to council for their discussion. As I said last time when I moved the Bondi Beach equivalent beach park, teachers' beach parking permit from the chair, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place to some degree with these things. This category of pass, I hope will help, I hope will work, I hope will assist teachers in being able to access their schools and therefore teach their pupils better, but I think we need to keep a critical eye on these processes to make sure both they're not abused and that they are working properly and that they serve the benefit for the purpose for which they were put in to count to effect by us.
Okay. Seconder, would you like to speak?
Yes, as councillors will know, I had brought this up previously from a previous council with the issue it was raised with St Clair's. But we've got St Clair's, St Charles, Waverley School, all in a very small spot. Waverley School used to have some parking. Most of that's now gone, you know, in for a hall. So it's very difficult for these teachers to park close to their schools, and most of them don't live in the area. So I think this is a really good idea for them.
Thank you, Councillor. Any further discussion? No? I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item number 5.2, Multicultural Advisory Committee.
Thank you. I move the...
Councillor Marcellus.
Thank you. I move the motion
Do I have
printed.
A seconder?
Seconded.
Seconded. Thank you, Councillor Knack. Please go ahead, sorry.
Thank you. The terms of reference... first of all, can I acknowledge the work of the previous chair, Councillor Goltzman, in working to the betterment of our multicultural community. There's a lot of work to be done in this area, and when we were reviewing the terms of reference, I was looking at how can we build on the work that's already done, but also taking into account the changing landscape of multicultural Australia and the issues that are happening there. Also understanding that there seems to be a bit of a retraction in terms of formal government programs in the area, and there is more and more being put on the community and also potentially onto local government. So I think having a vibrant, dynamic MAC is really, really important. And the terms of reference have actually been modified to reflect that and to also look at some of the pillars of what I consider pillars of multiculturalism, including things like social inclusion, community resilience, fairness and justice, equity and economic equity. And I think that gives council a lot of scope to do some really exciting things, as well as looking at our own policies and procedures and looking at how we can make sure that there is a strong integrated multicultural focus that also looks at how we can build resilient communities in Waverley. And you can see as an example that the draft minutes reflect some of that. So, and the other thing that we're actually looking at in terms of the membership, it's not only about representation from various ethnic communities, but it's also looking at people with subject matter expertise, people who are familiar with the area, people who understand policy, so that together from a community representative point of view and from the policy perspective, we can actually drive some very interesting change. All within that social cohesion and social inclusion context. So I commend the terms of reference and look forward to being able to report to council on an ongoing basis. And you can see that the minutes will be, forwarded to council as formal on the formal papers. So I commend the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Seconder?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just speak briefly on some of the past work of Multicultural Advisory Committee, and I'm happy to hear an amendment that formalises the resolution's acknowledgement of the work of the former Chair, Councillor Leon Goltzman. If other councillors wish to formally move that type of amendment, I'm happy to hear that as a seconder. I'd just like to say that I think the Multicultural Advisory Committee, with these terms of reference, is going to do some very good work in the future. We have a couple of very important years coming up for the rest of our council term into 2020. And the work of this committee, with my experience of it, is that it does both the, not that it's not hard work behind the scenes, but some of the easier choices of a multicultural advisory committee and some of the socially inclusive programs that Waverley Council is proud of, such as the signature event Global Table, which has in the past been a event mainly organised through this committee. But also I've heard as a councillor sitting around that table that the Multicultural Advisory Committee has said to council in the past that it's also wanting to tackle some of the harder issues or the difficult debates about social inclusion and where we go as a nation with our human rights records. Over the last couple of days, there's been a couple of articles through the Sydney Morning Herald and some of the media talking about Captain Cook and the vandalism of monuments and statues of that nature. And I think in the Sydney Morning Herald today there was particularly a pointed reference to where will we be as a nation in 2020. And it talked about how we are socially inclusive, how we look at our history and we acknowledge that with truth and reconciliation. And I'm sure with these terms of reference and the hard work of the committee and the support of the councillors and the energy of the community, we will see a very good future for our Multicultural Advisory Committee. And I commend the resolution as it stands to the councillors. But as I said, I'm happy to hear a formal amendment that acknowledges the previous work of former chair of this committee, Councillor Leon Goldsmith.
I was remembering that. Any further speakers?
I'm happy to move an amendment to acknowledge the work of the previous chair of the Multicultural Community Council.
I'm happy to second that. Thank you.
I accept.
Okay. It's accepted. Any further discussion?
Look, I might just briefly talk in support of this motion. Whenever I see something like this, kind of look at all the pros and cons of anything, I suppose. And one of the things that at first I was, concerned was that it takes a multicultural committee, the MAC is very special, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. But I do commend the fact that something is being done to continuously evolve it and move forward. So any progress, to bring it in line with the future and making it a better committee and continue it providing for all different groups within our municipality and beyond, I strongly support. So, good.
Thank you, Councillor Goldsmith. Any further discussion?
No, just in summing up.
Member Fry?
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Goldsmith, Councillor Knack, for those comments. I think absolutely this is a very important committee going forward. I think there are some very specific challenges around multiculturalism and the instruments that also look at what kind of society we have, such as 18C of the Race Discrimination Act and 20D of the Anti-Discrimination Act, the state level. So I think there is a lot of scope for us to do some very good work and some groundbreaking work, and in the spirit of tripartisanship, and I look forward to working with everyone in providing a dynamic and resilient multicultural Waverley.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? I declare it unanimously carried. Thank you. Item number 5.3. Thank you, Councillor Wakefield. Second?
Happy to second.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, thank you.
Secondly, Councillor Marcellus. Councillor Marcellus?
Yes.
Councillor Wakefield? Sorry.
It's a well put together report. It's certainly needed. I think we're all on top of these things. I'm nothing controversial about what we're dealing with here. I'll say this all the time and effort and just sit down.
Seconder.
So when I moved it, I needed to insert the dollar amount. The dollar amount is.
I can inform you and hopefully. It's on the screen, is it? Okay.
$155,208.69. So the motion moved as printed with the insertion of $55,208.69.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any further discussion, councillors? No? I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? I declare the motion unanimously carried. Thank you. Is there any urgent business? None? No urgent business? In that case, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors.